Today is the inimitable Candy Markham, which means that today is the beginning of
Pledge Drive.
I do want to ask everybody to take a moment, give us a call, everybody. I want everybody to call at once so that Annie and Doc and Clint will just be swamped.
Overwhelmed.
Oh, Jim, just walk around us. You know, we're so conscious. We never were conscious of these kinds of things before, but now with this camera here, because we're filming these.
We can't dress for radio
No one
anymore.
Will know it was you.
We're no longer radio stars.
I'm completely dressed
we're
for radio.
We're TV stars.
We are completely dressed for radio.
And we're all in black except one of us.
Yes, yeah. All of you are in black.
I'm sporting my KNON wear.
You are sporting KNON wear because
shirt.
It is Pledge Drive. The number to call to make a pledge is... Who
972.
Oh, right. I can see 972. That. 972-647-1893. You know, we've had that number since about 1995. You would think I would know it.
You would think.
Yeah, you would think. 972-647.
Me not so much. Yeah.
972-647-1893. Give us a call. Help keep Lambda Weekly on the air. We moved to weekends because we weren't doing so good on Wednesday morning, were we? We moved to weekends. We made our goal last time. We'd like to make it again. Our goal is $1,000. We can do it.
And with your help, we can maybe take care of it today. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we already
that
have.
That would be great if we knocked
that would
it
be
out
awesome.
In one day.
We have one pledge already in, and... we're going to get more. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. The voice of the people, Mardi Gras pledge drive items. Lauren, what are they?
You can get a KNON voice.
Can you tell
people.
When it comes to reading on Saturday morning, I'm like, oh, I am so hungover. I just have no.
Oh.
Well, I wish we had a camera. I mean, well, we do have a camera.
We do.
The camera
the
was
camera
pointed
is...
on Annie because she has a Mardi Gras shirt on.
Oh, and the Mardi Gras shirt's right up there, right behind us.
Oh, okay,
us.
It's behind us also.
It's a purple
anyway.
Shirt. Says Voice of the People, Mardi Gras 89.3. I am good. What? Oh, and gold. There's a gold one. Oh, those are my school colors.
Purple and Mardi Gras
oh, yeah.
colors.
Yeah, purple and gold. That's
I have the purple one.
Thank
I'll
you for doing
week.
That for me.
Okay.
So, great shirt. You can get it anywhere from a small all the way up to a triple extra large.
And speaking of Mardi Gras, next weekend is the Mardi Gras parade in Oak Cliff. I'm going to be on the KNON entry, in the KNON entry. I don't think we even know what the entry is going to be.
You on a flatbed truck.
It might
sounds
just
perfect.
Be me.
Sounds perfect.
Clint, you'll be there.
Try to dress.
Clint will not be there.
Annie will be there.
On
okay.
the flatbed truck. Okay.
Lauren, you're welcome. You're welcome to bring the kid.
Okay.
Patty, you're welcome. You're welcome to bring...
the big kid.
The big kid.
The big kid.
Yep.
And
exactly.
It is
uh-huh.
next, it's next Saturday
her.
In Oak Cliff on Fort Worth, on Davis Avenue between 4 and 6 p.m.
Anyway, you can get that shirt for a pledge of only $50. And you can get two shirts for a pledge of $90. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And what is a Mardi Gras without Mardi Gras beads?
It just isn't.
It just isn't. And you can get a pledge of those sets for three beads or $90 for two sets, six beads.
So 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by. Do you know, Candy, these youngins wouldn't remember, you know, rotary dials?
Oh, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember my grandmother
okay, so
had
it
one.
Said...
My grandmother had one.
She did. It
said, well, I used one.
over the two, it said ABC. And over,
yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then after the O, it said operator. But the way it was written, I always thought the word was roto-repo. I'm slightly dyslexic, but I was reading from the top down.
Roto-repo. That's why we don't have you read on this show.
And that's why Laurent is doing the reading. So you can get a KNON Mardi Gras shirt. You can get a regular KNON shirt. We have KNON sweatshirts and KNON backpacks. 972-647-1893 and KNON patties.
Yes, we can get. You can get the big KNON Voice of the People Mardi Gras Party Pack, which is a huge value because it includes the big KNON T-shirt, the three beads, and by the way, the three beads are 36-inch green beads with a 3.5-inch black circular medallion on it.
Hey,
it's a pretty snazzy. Two Mardi Gras shot glasses and two Mardi Gras feather masks with purple, green, and yellow feathers. The masks are only available with the party pack. So you can get this great party pack for $150 pledge. That's a lot of stuff. And a lot of prep for Mardi Gras. You've got it taken care of right there.
So and it's around the corner.
It is. Well, Mardi Gras in Oak Cliff is going to be next weekend. And that's the big Mardi Gras festival in the city. 972-647-1893. I see Annie just like working the board. She needs to be answering the phone. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. Our guest today is Candy Markham. Candy is, for people who don't know us, because, I mean, we have moved around the dial, Candy is a therapist, a counselor.
Mm-hmm. And a tremendous, tremendous history of leadership in our community.
Well, thank you,
Candy. Thank you, Candy.
And Candy works with a lot of gay and lesbian couples, also works with, what do you call them, straight people. And
Non-gay.
Okay. But
we have a few of those in the room.
We do have some of those in the room here. We should turn the camera around in case anybody's confused.
I'm looking and high-fiving each other.
How cute!
I did a story this week, and I don't want to go into the details of the story. It had to do with a custody case, but what piqued my interest was when one of the members of the couple said to me, you know, it's not about our case, and I don't want a whole lot of details about our case in the paper, but there are several things that people can do to protect themselves with when you have a case of a biological and non-biological parent. I would think this would also go with any adoption, any surrogacy.
Yes, it does.
You know, any time, even any kind of blended family. She said, and she is a
psychologist.
Thank you. She said she recommends people go to a counselor of some sort and work out a family plan. And I asked you just before the show, you said you do those all the time.
Yes, I do. And I think it's really important to do that. And you should look at this in two ways. One is a legal way. What is the best way to protect me and my family? The other, I think you should look at as a communication issue, which is, are we really in sync on this as a couple? Do we really want the same thing? Do we think that we know that we're wanting the same thing, or are we misinterpreting each other? And that's hard to know until you have the child.
Okay, Laurent, did you do that? You didn't go to a counselor.
We didn't go to a counselor, but we did talk extensively as we knew how amongst ourselves about what we expected. You know, even down to what things we were going to teach the kids, because we do have some different opinions on things.
Yes.
So, I mean, most of the things we were in agreement on, obviously, so that's what we have.
Danny gets his way on the things that you're not.
You know, this is,
you know as well, David.
This is very similar to a heterosexual union and having a child, that they do talk about, you know, I want the child raised Catholic, I want the child raised Jewish. I want the child to play football. I want the child to play the violin. But what they do not talk about, that we have to talk about, and who has the legal rights with this child.
Right.
And that's huge.
Huge.
From things like picking them up at daycare to, heaven forbid, we split in the visitation. Those things we have to talk about as gay and lesbian people because we are not allowed to marry.
You know, one of the things I found in researching this article is that a heterosexual couple, the assumption will be that they both have rights to the child.
Absolutely.
Even if the father is not the biological father.
And even if they're not married.
And even if they're not married, exactly.
Even if they're not married.
Even if they're not married.
Yep. And vice versa, even if gay and lesbian couples are married, in some states you still have to adopt if you're the non-biological
parent.
And
would it be this state?
Yes, it would.
It would be the great state of Texas.
But speaking of Texas, I went to an Equality Texas event last night where there was great discussion about the movement of this bill that Rafael Enchia, a House representative from Dallas.
Former Lambda Weekly guest.
Yes,
former Lambda Weekly guest and, House member Representative McDreamy, I often call him.
He is a looker.
He's a wonderful man and gorgeous. But he's introduced this bill session after session to allow both parents to be listed on the birth certificate.
Supplemental birth certificate.
Right. So that there are no issues going forward. And now there is also potentially a sponsor in the state Senate.
Oh,
so
yay.
This bill may actually have some movement of meaning.
That would be
this
wonderful.
So that particular issue in terms of rights and who has rights and responsibilities.
Because, Laron, you went out of state in order to get a birth certificate, a supplemental birth certificate with both of your names on it.
No, it's the original.
Oh, you have the original birth certificate with both names on it. Oh, that's interesting.
And that's what we'd like in Texas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, in Texas, what we're going for is a supplemental birth certificate. So there'll be the original birth certificate that lists the mother, the birth mother, and the father, if known, and whatever other, where the child was born, all that stuff.
But it can be done from birth.
Yes.
If you're adopting a child at birth.
Right. And then a supplemental birth certificate would be issued, like they do in any adoption, but allow both names on it.
Right.
Whether it's one man, one woman, two men.
And actually, State Senator John Corona from right here in Dallas, Senate District 16, is a Republican, yet a moderate, and he's an adoptive parent, and he supports this bill.
That's great.
Because he said every parent, adoptive parent, needs to have that protection. And that child...
Because he understands. Yes. He understands the problems that you go through. Have you had any problems, Laron?
No.
Never.
No.
Okay.
You all getting along okay?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about with the birth certificate, the question.
I know.
So when somebody comes to you, Candy, and talks to you about a parenting plan, what types of things are you talking to them about in addition to what you just said? Are there things like who's going to have what responsibility? And if you don't do these things, it's not because you don't love the child, it's because certain things changed and maybe we need to go back to a counselor or a neutral party. I mean, sometimes it just takes going to a friend, sitting down with a friend and discussing, let's work this out again.
When you talk about those issues, I think about family counseling, regardless of the makeup of the family, gay or straight, an individual, it doesn't matter. Those are issues. Those are people issues. They're family issues. And a lot of times I call them chore issues. Who's going to do this? Who's going to, usually the man takes out the trash and the woman's in the kitchen. But it really is, I usually talk to people about folding the towels. I'll say, now, you come from two different families, two different belief systems. They're both right for your family, but now you've come together and you're going to start another family. And so there are things that you have to decide that we're going to do together in this family. And one thought I always have is folding the towels.
And what a challenge that is.
Well, usually you're going to have two people who fold the towels differently. Mm-hmm. And yet the towels are going to be in a common bathroom in the house, which means guests will go in there, and you don't want one hung one way and one hung the other. So you got to... So you... Oh, yeah, poor David. You really do need to get a relationship. Anyway, you going
to
have one?
I have two.
You have one now.
He has two.
You have two.
At any rate...
Okay. When I say two, I share my house.
Oh, okay.
And I'm seeing somebody, so I always call...
Because that's a whole other topic. We don't even want to go there.
I understand that.
But I make light of it with the towels, but you do have to come together and do this. Now, I have seen many couples who they just won't do that. That is the line in the sand, and I mean the towels. It is the line in the sand, and by God, if you get that in that bathroom, then I get to fold them this way in this bathroom.
Wow.
So we got problems in the relationship. But the things that you bring up, David, are people problems. They're family issues. And you do go to a therapist for that because that's a symptom that something else is going on with the relationship, is a power struggle and that kind of thing. And you can really help your relationship tremendously by talking about these issues, because they will go deeper.
And, but there is, I think, an issue that does sort of change over time. I mean, if you agree that, okay, Laurent's going to stay home and be with the child and take care of this child, and Danny's going to go out and work and be the breadwinner, and that's the agreement you've made, and then suddenly Danny loses his job. That's a whole new situation.
Right. And
or maybe Laurent's going to go back to work now. And,
right. And I will tell people, this isn't a one-time conversation. This is an ongoing conversation. It's liquid, you know, and you go with it, things will change. Because you'll certainly hear, well, that's not how you were when we were dating. That's not what you said.
Lots of things, right?
Because we so put our best foot forward when we're dating.
Oh,
and then the real us comes out later.
Put our best foot forward.
Yes, yes.
I know, once
you
again.
Come, you give me all this advice. I'm supposed to put my best. Never do. Speaking of best foot forward, we are asking our listeners to put their best foot forward and help us stay on the air. KNON needs your support. The number to call to make a pledge is 972-647-1893. For a $40 pledge, we have a number of pledge items like the backpack and KNON T-shirt and Patty's favorite, the apron.
Love the apron.
Give us a call. We haven't gotten any calls yet this hour. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. You know, one of the things you might have been listening, I flip back and forth, you might have been listening to that other pledge drive on that other station. What they're raising per day is what we need for the entire station to run.
Well,
our expenses are, they're bare bones expenses. Things like, but these are things that we need you to help us with. The tower lease is $4,200 a month. The accounting and auditing fees over $2,000. The office rent, the rent for this studio is a little over $2,000 a month. We need help with those things, and the only way we can pay those expenses is if you pledge to us. The number, 972-647-1893. The one thing we don't have are huge salaries.
Right. There's only a handful of people who are paid to run the station. Everybody else is a volunteer like us. You know,
we
come every week. Doc comes every week, and Annie, and
every month, every year,
right? Mm-hmm. And one of the best things that you can do, if you'd like to really help KNON, is and keep us on the air and support the station, is to give an ongoing monthly donation, either through a bank draft or credit card or whatever. But bank draft is easy to do. If you'd like to do that, you can set up a $10 a week or $10 a month or $20 a month or whatever, $100 a month. And that's sustaining income that KNON can then predict and plan. So that's a really great way to support the station and the show. And you can give us a call at 972-647-1893. Give us some basic information, and someone from the station will then call you and get all the information they need to set that up. So,
and you are listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Laurent Landis and the late Patty Fink. And our guest today is the inimitable Candy Markham. And we'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air, and now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. If you like what you're hearing and want to show your appreciation for great community radio, pick up the phone and call to make a pledge. Call 972-647-1893 or go online to knon.org. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of our listeners, there won't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes to make a pledge. Call 972-647-1893 or go online to knon.org. If it's time to get rid of your old gas guzzler, the KNON Vehicle Donation Program can help. There's still a market for those old vehicles, and if you donate it, you're helping to support quality programming here on KNON. Just call 877-KNON-AUTO or go online to knon.org. We'll take care of everything from pickup to tax paperwork. That's 877-KNON-AUTO or online at knon.org.
the Saturday talk shows. You can watch Lambda Weekly by going to the KNON.org website. Click on Schedules to the left side of your screen and choose Lambda Weekly page. Scroll to the bottom of the page and choose your favorite show to watch or download. This show will be ready for viewing by Tuesday lunchtime. Have a great day.
And it is time for the entertainment report. Laron?
All right. Both teams in tomorrow's Super Bowl come from respectively very gay-friendly homes. The San Francisco 49ers come from arguably the gayest city on the planet, San Francisco, and the Baltimore Ravens come from Maryland, the latest state to legalize marriage equality. However, it seems the 49ers are having some anti-gay problems right now.
Yes, they are.
The first thing that happened early in the week was their cornerback Chris Culver made some anti-gay remarks. He said that he didn't want any gays on the team, and he surely didn't want him in the locker room with him. Typical machismo stuff. So then here's where it got interesting. Later in the week, Shock Jock, what's his name? I forgot his name, but he interviewed two of the other San Francisco players who did a It Gets Better video last year. So he thought that, oh, okay, well, they're probably going to have some good insight about what they're teammate said, and when he asked them about it, they're like, well, we didn't do a video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did. No, we didn't.
And
we
they
didn't.
Showed him the video.
And so they showed him the video, and then they're like, oh, well, that video was for anti-bullying, not a gay video. No, it was for anti-bullying towards gay kids.
They didn't
kids.
Really know what it was.
They didn't
for.
Know. They had no idea. So now they're distancing themselves from it, and they've since then taken the video off the website, had to re-edit it, edited them out, and now they put it back. I mean, that's... How did they not know?
Of
Make
course they
knew. Make
up
your mind.
They
that's knew. What I say. Make up your mind.
Interesting, interesting.
You for us or against
see,
us?
See, this yeah. is why I'm supporting the Baltimore Ravens, because they have a player. I can't think of his name. He's number 51.
Oh, yeah.
He's very, very...
Very, very gay-friendly.
Supportive of full equality
yes,
for us.
Yes.
So.
Well, 51 would mean that he's a middle linebacker or something. It means he'd be a big, tough guy.
Uh-huh. And, he
yes,
is.
He is.
So,
yes.
Good.
So this
we love
is football
him.
We're talking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll get to hockey soon.
So
yeah.
is it no goals or anything like that. They're called
Got
touchdowns.
Got it.
Anyway, could there have been some truth to the long-standing rumor that the real late Whitney Houston was a lesbian, or at the very least involved with a woman seriously in her early career? According to Whitney's mom, Sissy Houston, who did an interview with Oprah about her new book, Remembering Whitney, she says she couldn't confirm it or deny it. But she did know the woman, and she said they did care for one another very, very deeply. Oprah asked Sissy if she were to come out as gay, would she have liked it? She said absolutely not. So,
not liked being gay or not like coming out?
She didn't like her, wouldn't like her being gay. And Oprah kept pushing her on. She's like, you wouldn't have supported her, you wouldn't have condoned it, anything. She wouldn't have liked it. And the internet is all abuzz about it. So, very interesting. I mean, yeah, I heard that a long time ago, and I don't know, now her mom kind of gives some credence to it. Maybe she was involved with a woman.
Yeah, who she knows? Did. She does kind of give it credence, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she does.
And, you know, as for every, not every parent, for most parents, that's not going to be good news at the beginning.
Right.
You know, it doesn't make her mother a freak or anything like that.
No.
Just, if she was, it didn't evolve enough to give her time to come around like most parents do.
But, you know, I think the paradigm will shift in another couple of generations where every parent is open to the idea that their child may be straight or gay
right.
or bisexual.
Yes, yes.
And so they won't have this preconceived notion of an expectation set that will then lead to disappointment because they won't have the expectation.
Right.
That would be nice.
You know that this child's going to get grow up and get married and have kids and all this stuff. And
well, that will happen.
Yeah.
That will
Which
still
you
happen.
Can do.
Exactly.
Well, I think a lot of people, again, on the internet, the talk is, could this have attributed to Whitney's drug addiction?
Oh, acting out.
The
yeah.
fact that she, you know, could have been a lesbian and she had to hide it.
Yes.
You know, especially
good.
When she became a superstar.
Yep.
And so, you know, what would you rather have, a happy lesbian daughter or a drug-addicted daughter?
Who died?
Well...
Who died?
Because
drug
of
addiction.
Yeah. So
tragic.
Yeah, tragic.
Before we go on,
mm-hmm.
Clint just sent me a little note and reminded me, Brendan Ayan Badejo, who is on the Baltimore Ravens, is a big gay supporter.
Yes.
That's who I'm talking
that's
about.
That's
a big
about.
Long name
yeah.
that I can
yeah.
rattle
all
out
right.
quickly.
Thank and, of course, from the straight guy. Thank you.
Yep. And he's a font of trivial information again.
He is. Thank you, Clint. And last, the bizarre story about the Notre Dame college football star Manti Te'o and his fictitious girlfriend has become all the more interesting this week when the man behind the hoax, I'm not even going to try and pronounce his name, not only admitted to the hoax, he also said he fell in love with Manti Te'o. And when asked by Dr. Phil if he were gay, the man said he was, but quickly backtracked and said that he was a recovering homosexual. Dr. Phil said that a lot of what you just said really bothers me. So from one counselor, I don't know what his official license
yeah,
is.
Yeah, he's a PhD.
He is a PhD. Okay, yeah. From one counselor to another, where did you go with that?
You know, where I went, well, first of all, I absolutely agree with that. It is disturbing
it
to
is
hear
disturbing.
That. But keep in mind that this man is in his early
20s. Mm-hmm. 22.
And so where I go immediately are the stages of coming out. And, you know, stage one is knowing there's something different with you, but you don't know what it is. Stage two is you get it. You're gay, and you don't want to be gay. Mm-hmm. And so you hide it. I think this man is there. Stage three is incorporating your sexual orientation and finding out there's a whole world out there of wonderful people and wonderful activities, and you can have a career and you can have children. And then stage four is going beyond you and doing something like giving back to your community. And these don't go in order. I just gave them to you in order. You could, you know, have a relationship and feel real good about it, and then something happens, like maybe you play for Notre Dame, or maybe you're going to join the NFL, and you think, oh, maybe I better come back into the closet. So that's what I think when I see that. I don't think, you know, he's a bad person, though. That is a bizarre story. I just think he's trapped in stage two.
You were joking about Manti Te'o being gay, but that was my initial reaction to the whole story. Isn't it a little bit too convenient that he has this imaginary girlfriend, that someone he's calling a girlfriend who he has never met? What kind of a girlfriend? That's either somebody who is so immature that he doesn't understand what a relationship is, or somebody who's trying to hide something. It's real convenient. No. You don't have to set me up on a blind date because I have a girlfriend out in California.
You know, I think that would help in a lot of those instances. I hate to make the statement that someone's gay or not. I just feel like that's not my place to do that.
And I don't mean it that way, but isn't that something that came to your mind?
Well, you know, I just don't know how naive this person is. Mm-hmm. To mistake a man's voice for a woman's voice.
Well, that's part of the story, too. He was using a fake voice. They did talk on the phone. That's all in the...
I mean, his own voice? Or
He changed his voice.
Like falsetto.
Like exactly.
Like I could do like this, and you would know. You wouldn't
right.
know.
Well, right.
I mean, after a year...
After, right.
But anyway, that's what I think. But yes, let's say that you are... Let's say, use the Whitney Houston example, that you do hit fame and fortune, and you think it would be better for me, for my career... to be heterosexual.
Right.
Then how convenient would it be, because I don't really want to date men, how convenient would it be for me to say I have a virtual boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. You know? And you know, this Te'o guy is, well, I don't know, if they said he's up for the Heisman. That's the highest honor you can get
mm-hmm.
in
he
college
was,
football.
He came in second.
You know,
Johnny Football won from A&M.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's definitely going to go to the pros.
Yes, he's a tremendous athlete mm-hmm. and probably a very good person.
But here's the other thing that is so upsetting about this. It in our culture still, or in especially the NFL culture, it's better to be a wacko who has an imaginary girlfriend in another city and is delusional than it is to be gay.
In the NFL.
In the NFL.
Well, and I think in a lot of, you know, male... What do I want to say? Homophobia is based in sexism.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing you can be is a woman. And right up there is a man who wants to be a woman or who is not attracted to women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right? And sports are filled with men. You know, mm-hmm. NFL's all men. So it really plays on that sexism. So I go way out there and think, oh, they just, you know, they're not good with women. But I think that's what it is about. And so here you have this very virile, masculine culture. And if you throw someone who's gay in there, everyone goes to woman, woman, woman.
Yeah.
Which is not only just sexism, but it's all about gender role as well.
Yes.
And gender role really has nothing to do with one's sexual orientation.
No,
it doesn't.
It does
and
not.
It's the, probably the least factor it has to do with one's sexual
And we're going to talk a little bit more about this. I want to just do a quick pledge break. It is Pledge Drive, and we do need people to give us a call, 972-647-1893. One of our pledge premiums this time is you can become a guest DJ. The KNON Guest DJ Premium is for anybody who's ever wanted to DJ. And what you would do is you'll come in, you'll co-host with us for a show. After the show, we'll all go out and have lunch and talk about, God, what a mess that show was. But but we do that every show.
Every week.
So what else is new? But you'll come in, we'll prepare a little bit on the phone ahead of time, you know, we'll know who the guest is going to be, you'll help with the questions, and we have a lot of fun here, as anybody who listens knows that we do. Anybody who's been a guest knows that, you know, our guests come back because we're fun.
We can't get enough.
Right. So it's for a $250 pledge. It'll get you actually it says a half-hour guest DJ set. $250 or a $500 pledge for the full hour, but we're going to pick up lunch, and we're going to take our guest DJ out to lunch and have a nice little morning into the afternoon of it.
So, and it'd be podcast.
And it will be podcast.
Yes, it will.
You can share it with your friends.
People will hear it around
But just
the world.
To get to hang out with you guys,
972-647-1893. One other thing I do want to mention. During Morning Pledge Drive, this is when this came in more, but maybe, and we never had it until we had Morning Pledge Drive, but maybe some of our regular pledgers now have stuck with us. Matching gifts. Make your donation to KNON go further. Many companies do match their employees' charitable donations. Go to your human resources office. Find out if they'll match your donation. Get the proper paperwork from HR and send it in with your pledge, or just send in if we need to contact your HR office, whatever we need to do. Let us know what we need to do. When they match your contributions, your pledge is doubled, and that helps us reach our goal twice as fast.
Great
so
idea.
Give us a call, 972-647-1893. The phones haven't been ringing this hour.
You know, one of the things I'd like to point out is I've been wearing a lot of KNON wear, certainly in the last few weeks with the show being filmed. But I wear KNON wear a lot, you know, everywhere I go, and I cannot tell you how many times the people come up to me and go, what kind of music is it? What do you mean it's the best station in Dallas? And people, when I travel outside of Dallas, people ask, wow, when I go to Dallas, can I find them online?
Mm-hmm.
And they ask questions all the time and comment about the station and about the show. And people around town, when they see you wearing something with KNON, oh, love your KNON bumper sticker or your KNON t-shirt. There's a real camaraderie of folks who are involved and listen with to KNON.
And speaking of online, you can pledge online.
You can.
If you're out of town, you don't need to make that long-distance call. You can just pledge online. Go to KNON.org. KNON makes it easy for you to see all of our premiums on the website, right on the pledge website. All of our available premiums are at KNON.org. Click on the pledge button in the upper... that one, left-hand corner. If you find something you like, you can make a pledge for it right there on the website, and the show will get the credit. Just write down, there's a space, Lambda Weekly. You just put in Lambda Weekly.
You put LW even? The gay show?
Yeah, they won't know LW. We've been on the air now here at the station, what, 30 years? They don't know who we are.
The gay show.
Write out the gay show. Yeah. The gay show, and we'll get it. Or David Laron and the late Patty. It's KNON.org. Real easy to make your pledge online. And we'll get credited for it. It won't count against Pledge Drive because we're catching up with those within a day. So make a pledge or give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We're talking with Candy Markham. She is a counselor. We were just talking a little bit about this
Matiteo
nonsense.
Well, you know, when the story first broke, I actually thought, I don't know why it got so much press. It kind of bored me.
Well, it's bizarre.
It was bizarre,
that someone
but
had a relationship via the telephone.
I don't know. I just hear
how
about...
How old is that?
I've heard of crazier things. But when I heard about the gay element that the guy who's behind the hoax had a crush on him, and, you know, went through all this. I'm like, okay, now that kind of gets interesting. Mm-hmm. That's kind of freaky. But I, you know, and when I read the dialogue, you know, between he and Dr. Phil saying that, you know, he was a recovering homosexual, I guess my immediately gay activism came in. I'm like, oh, come on. But then so I went and watched the tape, and you see it. You know, it's like I actually kind of felt sorry for him.
Yes, absolutely. How embarrassing.
Yeah. So somebody from the gay community needs to grab this guy and give him a hug.
Yes.
Tell him that, you know, it's okay to be who you are.
Right.
Yeah. So where, you know, is that from his family or upgrowing where he's getting, he needs to be a recovering homosexual?
Well, I think a lot of wanting to be straight when you're gay, it has to do with shame. And I think a lot of that does come from family. But I think it's nothing short of an act of courage to come out, period. So all of us that come out, I think it's a very courageous thing to do.
I agree.
And as a gay community, I hope we're not too hard on this fella.
Yeah.
Because we've all been there. Maybe not as visible as he has been there, or kind of as strange,
as
he has been there. But, you know, there's strange people that are gay, and there's strange people that are straight. So it doesn't
absolutely
matter.
We run the gamut of everything.
I was going to say, we run the gamut right in this room.
Right here. See, he's standing outside the room.
Good for you, Clint.
But, yeah, I mean, I think that's a great point, that we don't want to be too hard on him. And I think for him to go on TV and for Dr. Phil to say that's all very disturbing, it is. But as gay people, we're going to know better than Dr. Phil. We're going to know because we have been there.
Right.
You know,
and what's kind of ironic is my first role model, really, was a football player.
No.
Right after I came out, Dave Cope from San Francisco 49ers, I think. Is that where he played?
He
this is back
been
in the 70s.
A number of different teams.
Okay. Yes, yes.
But he came out and he had written a book. And my school, back in the mid-70s, we were one of the early schools to have a gay and lesbian alliance.
Oh.
So we invited him up, and he spent a weekend with us. The nicest guy. I mean, just the nicest guy. He was here in Dallas a couple of years ago, and I got to meet him again, and we talked for a few minutes. And I said, you know something? You came up to my school in Albany, and you were my and when I say my first role model, I mean the first famous person that I met who was gay.
Yes.
And isn't it ironic that, you know, everybody else, it's, you know, it's a TV star or something like that. For me, it was a football player. And we're still saying, why aren't football players coming out?
They do after they retire.
After they retire.
He also had a child, didn't he, with his partner? Isn't he Hawaiian or something?
No,
you're
thinking
of Tuala.
Yeah. This is
he has a gorgeous voice.
This is 20 years.
Yes, that's right. He sings a Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, just the nicest guy, Dave Cope, and he retired to the San Francisco area, and I think he and his partner have a decorating company. So.
So from one extreme to the other.
From one extreme to the other.
But you know, another irony here is that the National Football League recently changed its non-discrimination policy.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
in fact, the San Francisco 49ers, after the hullabaloo with these guys denying that they were in the video, and I think they knew they were in the video.
Yeah.
They knew what the video was about
when
they were in it. They were just trying to get out of it. But the team itself has issued a statement saying that they support full equality for LGBT people.
And always have and always will.
Right.
Yeah, I love
that
they came out and said that.
And we need to take a break. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. It is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. KNON lost 9 shows in 2012 because of lack of pledges. Don't let this show be the next one. If you're afraid that we're going to sell your name and address or whatever on a mailing list, that would take organization. And if you're watching on camera...
And resources.
And resources. We don't got them. So once your pledge is paid, we say thank you very much, and we have no idea who you are here. But we don't sell donor lists. You know, and it's all about being live and being local. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's all local programming. It's not programmed from out of town. We decide what's going to be on our show. Each of the DJs decides what's going to be on their show. The only station in this city out of 60-some-odd stations that does that. So support KNON, please.
How many radio stations for GLBT folks were going on before we were?
We're the first.
It'll be a big fat zero.
Exactly.
Number
big
one.
Fat zero,
yeah.
And we are the first. Oldest, longest running gay and lesbian radio show anywhere in, as far as we know, anywhere in the world. So support KNON because, you know, when we talk about allies in this community, there aren't better allies than the people who founded this station.
Absolutely.
And the people who've carried it on along the way.
And we're coming up on our 30th year. We've been on since the beginning of the station. The station's coming up on its 30th anniversary,
right, yeah.
And as
we're one
as they
of
are, we are
six
too.
Or seven shows, Clint, that are original shows. You wouldn't know because it was before you were born. About five of us that are from the original show,
right.
But we are one of them. That's how much KNON has supported our show. 972-647-1893. Annie, take it away.
Jim Hightower has moved to be a part of KNON's Speak Up Saturday. Jim Hightower's segments can now be heard at the start of each of KNON's great talk programming starting at 7 a.m. with Reverend Marion Barnett's show, Church Information and Open Forum, with the news and talk of South Dallas. Then at 9, the CWA presents Workers' Beat with the news and talk of the unions hosted by Gene Lance and Bonnie Mathias. At 10, the Dallas Observer presents Get Off My Lawn with Jim Schutz, bringing you the other side of Dallas news. Finishing up, Speak Up Saturdays at 11 is Lambda Weekly with the news and talk of the LGBTQ community, hosted by David Taffet, Patty Fink, and Laurent Landis. Now starting at each of these shows is Jim Hightower's insightful segment at 7. 8, 9, 10, and 11 a.m. each and every Saturday morning right here on the Voice of the People, KNON 89.3 FM.
KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air, and now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. If you like what you're hearing and want to show your appreciation for great community radio, pick up the phone and call to make a pledge. Call 972-647-1893 or go online to knon.org. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of our listeners, there won't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes to make a pledge. Call 972-647-1893 or go online to knon.org.
This is Raphael McDonald from Resource Center Dallas. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And I'm David Taffet here on Lambda Weekly on KNON FM. M89.3. I'm here with Laurent Landis, the late Patty Fink. Our guest is the inimitable Candace Markham. Candace.
You are really good with words today.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And one of the words that I'm going to be real good with is, the phone isn't ringing. It is pledge drive, and we do need to get some calls. Our goal is $1,000. You know, that other station, $1,000 is like their five-minute goal? Something
yes,
like
yes.
That.
Yes, it is.
$1,000 for us for the show, that's not that much money. It takes, you know, 20 people making $50 pledges. That's not that much. For a $50 pledge, you can get a T-shirt, you can get a backpack. A $75 pledge, we have the KNON umbrella, best umbrella that has ever been made. I promise, it is a wonderful umbrella.
And that apron is just beyond awesome. That's for a $40 pledge.
And that is. Now, what some people do is they just tell us, no, just keep the money, save the postage, save the cost of the item, because I've been pledging every pledge drive for years and years. I have all your stuff. Thank you very much. Love you, but you need the money. But we do need you to pledge to support this show in order to keep the show on the air. Clint was just saying there are like five shows from the original KNON when it went on the air in 1983.
That's something.
We're going to celebrate our 30th anniversary this August. We want to be here for it. I'm thinking maybe this weekend. It's Super Bowl weekend, and that's always a slow weekend. We'll do better next weekend, but I do have to show some pledges this week. 972-647-1893.
Think of it as a pledge in support of equality, because we're a voice of equality every week in North Texas.
Well, I want you to know
$10 for equality.
I use my black blanket. Boy, is that hard to say. Every day, my KNON black blanket.
Wow.
Well,
good.
For my pledge from last time we had pledge drive.
And we appreciate it.
And we have a black fleece throw blanket with a white KNON embroidered logo in the corner. It's perfect for keeping you warm on the couch, in bed, sporting events, to wear to work, even.
Well, I haven't done that. But now I know I can.
And it's a for a $75 pledge, you too could have a great blanket.
I use it as a throw when I sit in my chair.
You know, one Excellent. Of the talking points that they gave us was there are no radio executives, marketing researchers, or overpaid consultants influencing airplay on 89.3 FM. It's you and only you. What are you going to do about it? Now, the comment, there are no radio executives, what about Mr. Chaos in the next room?
He's, not he's an such executive. An executive.
I know. He's always here dressed to the nines in his Brooks Brothers suits and... No? 972-6477. Anybody who's met Dave, come out, see us at the Mardi Gras Parade. Dave will be there, and Chaos is the perfect name for him. I'm looking for our float to be a complete mess, and I hope to see you there with us. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Pledge to keep this show on the air.
We have the big Mardi Gras party pack. We're going to keep pushing that because it's so timely. You can get the big KNON Mardi Gras party pack. You get a T-shirt with a KNON Mardi Gras on it, the three massive beads, two shot glasses, and two Mardi Gras feather masks with purple, green, and yellow feathers that are only available via the party pack. And so for a $150 pledge, you can get that enormous package.
And it's right behind you.
To help celebrate Mardi Gras. And there it is.
See the beads and the mask?
Right there. So if you're watching the podcast, you can see it. And if not, go on the website, and you can find it on there, KNON.org.
And 972-647-1893. Candy is a therapist here in the Oak Lawn area. And today, when she comes on, we always throw out different topics. Today we're kind of talking family issues. Uh-huh. And Patty, you had one about dealing with a split couple.
Well, and it was split in an opinion. So not a split.
And not a couple that has split, split.
Well, we just had a big election, and we're about to have another one locally. Lots of local municipal elections are coming up in North Texas. And Aaron and I have experienced this just once, and it was very nominally not even bad.
Presidential, right?
The presidential, where I supported Hillary Clinton, and she supported Barack Obama for president. And that was in the primaries.
Right.
In the Democratic primaries. And, of course, I was like, you know, I could support either one. Mm-hmm. I just happened to go with Hillary.
1A and 1B.
Right. Mm-hmm. And but there are a lot of couples that have wildly divergent opinions on candidates, what yard sign to put out.
Well, and I would think,
and just general things like that, but they really feel very strongly about it. How do you deal with that until the election's over?
And I think that really is even more significant in the local elections coming up. For District 14, which is this area right here,
City Council.
For City Council, we have seven people already running for this district because it's an open seat, and there are a number of real nice people running. I've met several of them. I like several of them.
And the gay community seems rather split on that too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you could really see how that could happen in a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in a couple. Yeah. Well, I think to be Pollyanna, the first thing I would say is, isn't it wonderful that you have politics in common? That you both care a whole lot about politics. So that's probably something that brought you together.
Mm-hmm.
So I would want to honor that and acknowledge that. And then I think you put out two yard signs. unlike the towels, you can put out two yard signs, two different yard signs. And I would hope that it would be in the good spirit of competition and democracy. If it goes deeper than that, I would look a little closer at how we're getting along, because that may be a symptom of something else that's deeper than that.
And when you say a symptom, you mean, she's supporting this one, so I'm going to support that one.
No, I mean a symptom like when you go to the doctor and you say, my stomach hurts. That's the symptom, but the doctor says it's your appendix. Mm-hmm. It's really something else.
Right. No, I understand
that. So the symptom
is
we're not, I don't want you to put your sign out there.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think the way I think. And maybe
I'm even saying to the point where you're supporting Barack, I'm going to support Hillary, and you're going to put out my sign.
It could be a power struggle. It could also be, had us a couch look like look to you tonight, because that's where you'll be spending the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think the bigger obvious sign that there might be a deeper symptom is one of you said, I'm supporting Barack, and the other one said, I'm supporting McCain.
That was seen. I think that would be a big serious issue.
But look at the two people, and I can't think of their names, where she's a big Republican and he's
Mary Madeline and James Carville.
And they've been married forever.
What do they have in common?
Politics.
Yeah. They have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm. They're go-to people for each party.
Yeah, they'll sit there next to each other and roll their eyes. I love that.
Yeah.
Because you can tell they really care about each other and they really love each other.
And they were just in the news too this week because James Carville and Mary Madeline are contributors on CNN.
They are.
And they were offered a contract that included, a renewed contract that required them to be in Washington, D.C. X amount of time to be available to be in the studio.
People love to see them.
And they live in New Orleans, and they would come up periodically and be on different shows and stuff, but they didn't hang out in the possibility that they would be called to come to the studio. And they said, no, we're not going to live our lives like that. We have a family, we have things, and so we're not going to do...
Right, good. They value their relationship, and they value
their
family.
Good for them.
Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying, where people really are bickering, and really, I don't like you because of that. That's just too deep.
Yeah.
There's something else going on there.
I mean, how did you get together in the first place if it was so important?
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I always thought, you thought the right way. Now you don't. So, it's like,
but your answer, your first answer, if it works. Because back in 1984, I guess, we had Reagan and Mondale in our yard. And that was the end of it. He voted for
people
one,
are so
I voted
much
for the
more,
other. And, yeah.
More polarized these days, though. Now, in a municipal race, it's usually nonpartisan.
Mm-hmm.
And probably most of those people that are running in 14 are probably Democrat or the same party.
Most are, yeah.
But if it is something that is partisan, mm-hmm. it is very different today than it was in 84.
Oh, sure.
It is much more split. We have a problem in our country that it is so split, and it is so emotional.
When we're called libtards, I always think that's so bizarre, but we have to resort to name-calling.
Yes.
just when you're talking about basic things. And it's the whole reason we have Godwin's Law. And Godwin's Law...
Say more about that.
Law is a principle that was introduced on an old Usenet kind of situation. And that's where the second someone invokes something about Nazis or Hitler or the Holocaust, the conversation is over. And
They've crossed the line.
Yeah.
Wow, that's true.
That if a conversation goes on long enough that someone brings all that up, then it's over. And typically the assumption is the person who brought it up has lost automatically.
Yeah, so they've gone too far over emotionally.
That's funny because I have unfriended someone on Facebook for the very first time ever my whole 3 years that I've been on Facebook because of something having to do with Hitler.
It goes right there.
Yeah. I said, okay, that's enough.
So it's Godwin's
Law. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I've never heard of that.
It was by a guy named something Godwin.
That's true. I like that.
And I need to get in one last pitch. It is Pledge Drive. 972-647-1893. We didn't have a great week this week. Phone barely rang, and we have three people standing there just waiting for the phones to ring. One other way that you can make a donation, if you call, you can pay by credit card, you can pay cash, you can send us a check, you can send us a bank draft. But we do have those bank drafts. And what the bank draft is for you would donate $10 a month, $20 a month. Comes automatically out of your bank account for a year. We get credited with it quarterly, and it really does help our pledge drive go smoother, faster, helps us reach our goal. If we had just 20 people doing a $10 a month pledge drive, bank draft,
we'd make it.
We'd be there.
The people who are seeing this after this is over, you can still pledge then.
You can. Sure. Because you have 3 months to pay your pledge. If you don't have the money right now, make your pledge. You can always send us the check later on. You have 3 months to pay your pledge. The easiest part is just calling 972-647-1893. Support this show. Support community radio. Make a difference. all of our shows are locally produced, and that's not something you get on any other station.
And you can help yeah. remember the show, the number, too, because the 893 on the end is our place on the dial in North Texas,
89.3.
So 972-647-1893 is our number.
It is the number, 972-647-1893, in case we didn't say it enough times this hour. I'll be around for a little bit if you want to call after the show.
Yep.
972-647-1893, or you can go online, KNON.org, press the pledge button in the upper left corner, and all the pledge premiums are there, and just indicate that it is for Lambda Weekly.
Punxsutawney Phil said it's more spring. We're going to get an early spring, so just wanted to throw in Happy Groundhog Day to
so
all.
Punxsutawney Phil did
so he didn't see his shadow?
Guess not.
See, the thing is, if you see your shadow, then he jumps back in the hole and thinking it's going to, you know, it scared him. So more winter. Mm-hmm. But if he didn't get scared, he stayed out of the hole.
And spring.
Earlier spring.
And spring will sprung.
All right.
Go spring.
Thank you, Candy.
Well, thank you. I really enjoy this. If people want to hear more of this kind of conversation, they need to pledge. This is really good stuff.
It's great
stuff. You guys are great.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And you can hear our closing music. That's Charo, who was a guest a number of years ago, sent us her CD. I love this cut from it. And so we've been using it to close out the show for the last several years. And see, that's one of those programming decisions made by us, not by some executive. Not by somebody from out of town, and that's unusual. That's what makes KNON so unique. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Candy, you will be back for the next pledge drive.
I'll be back in
May.
May, yes.
May.
I was going to say February, but that's today.
That's today. That's today. Have a good Super Bowl week, everybody.
Yeah.
Go 49ers.
Mm-hmm. See you next week.
Ravens.
Give us a call.
Ravens.
Give us a call or call us next week. 972-647-1893.
Well, that's just them.